started.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercies. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done in our lives. Thank you for the things you will still do for us. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for the doors you have opened for us. We thank you for great things you will still give us. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you for destroying the works of darkness that were done against us. We thank you for making us to succeed in those things where others have failed. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your strength that is working in our spirits, souls, and bodies. Thank you for helping us to grow in knowing you. Thank you, Lord. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for giving us breakthroughs, prosperity, and victories in everything we do. Thank you, Lord, for subduing Satan and all these agents on our feet. Thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for great things you have in store for us. Great height, great future you have prepared for us. We thank you because you will also take us into those great heights. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. We thank you for all the prayers we have prayed on this platform that have been answered already. And we thank you for the ones we are going to pray tonight that will also be answered. Thank you, Lord. We are grateful for how you have been working in our lives, working with our lives. We are grateful for how you have changed our lives. We are grateful for the interventions we have received from you over the years, the help, the protection, the favor, the mercies, the blessings, the signs and wonders that we have been receiving from you for a long time. We are grateful for them all. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We are here to seek your face and to worship you. O Lord, hear us as we pray. your name, and sorrow from your throne, in Jesus' name. We are here because we believe in your faithfulness. We believe in your grace, in your mercy. That is why we are here, because we trust in your power. Oh Lord, help us, touch our lives, bless our lives, in Jesus' name. Have your way in our lives, in Jesus' name. Fill us with supernatural strength to pray tonight, in Jesus' name. Fill us with your Holy Spirit as we pray and as we worship in your presence, in Jesus' name. Guide us to pray the right prayer point tonight, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for we know you're going to do beyond our request. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I welcome you to the Lord's presence. We're going to sing worship songs now. The Lord reigneth, blessed be the rock, let the rock of my salvation be exalted. The Lord reigneth, blessed be the rock, let the rock of my salvation be exalted. The Lord reigns, the Lord reigneth. Oh, blessed be the rock, let the rock of my salvation be exalted. The Lord reigneth, blessed be the rock, let the rock of my salvation be exalted. I will call upon the Lord, I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, who is worthy to be praised. I will call upon the Lord, I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The Lord reigneth, blessed be the rock, let the rock of my salvation be exalted. The Lord reigneth, blessed be the rock, let the rock of my salvation be exalted. who's like unto thee. Oh Lord, who is like unto thee. Oh Lord, among the gods, who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders, hallelujah. Among the gods, among the gods, who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. For everything you have done. Blessed be the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised and adored. So we live up, holy and in one accord, singing, blessed be the name, hallelujah, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name, Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. For the Lord God, holy, potent, reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, for the Lord God, holy, potent, reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord, praise Jesus, hallelujah, for the Lord God, holy, potent, reigned. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, my Father. There is no shadow of falling with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Oh, great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed and provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord, oh, is Lord, is Lord.
Forever is Lord.
Is Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. Is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord.
O Lord, our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, O Lord, our God. How excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How glorious is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, O Lord, O Lord, our God. How excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, thou art worthy. Thou art worthy, O Lord. You are worthy to receive.
all things and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Genote manum, genote manum. You are the God who opens doors no man can shut. Genote manum. Genote manum. You are the God of everything, no one like you. Every time I see another breaking of the day, I say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Every time I see another breaking of the day, I'll say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Great are you, Lord, greatly to be praised, greatly to be praised. Father, you reign, Father. You reign, great are you, Lord, greatly to be praised. You are greatly to be praised. Father, you reign, great are you, Lord? Great is our God, great are you, Lord? Great are you, Lord? Great are you, Lord? Great are you, Lord? All power belongs to you. Great are you, Lord. Mighty man in battle. Great are you, Lord. Great is our God. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. We praise you. We praise you. Oh, Lord. We praise you. We praise you. Oh Lord, in our lives, we've seen what you're doing one more time. We lift our voice in praise of your name. We lift our voice in praise of your name. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever.
We worship you. We worship you, Lord. We worship you.
God, you reign forever.
God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. We worship you. We worship you, Lord. We worship you.
God, you reign forever.
God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you, Jehovah. We praise you,
Jehovah. We praise you,
Jehovah. We praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name. Jesus, we praise you.
Jehovah, we praise you.
Jehovah, we praise you.
King of glory, we praise you.
Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name, Jehovah, we praise
you. We have a God who never fails. I have a God who never fails. I have a God who never fails. Who never fails. Who never fails. Forevermore. We have a God. We have a God who never fails. We have a God who never fails. We have a God who never fails. Who never fails. Jesus never fails. Forevermore. We serve a God. We serve a God who never fails. We serve a God who never fails. We serve a God who never fails. Who never fails. Jesus never fails forevermore. I will praise him. I will praise him. I will praise him forevermore. I will praise Jesus. I will praise I will praise thee. I will praise thee forevermore. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Jehovah, the man of war. His mercy endures forever. His mercy endures forever and ever. Oh, praise His holy name. Hallelujah. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Jehovah, the man of war. His mercies endureth forever and ever. Oh, praise His holy name. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Oh, unto Jesus be the glory, great things He has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Great things He has done. Greater things He will do. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Oh, great things He has done. Greater things He will do. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. God will lift up your name. God will lift up your name. We lift up your name with a heart full of praise. With a heart full of praise, be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. God will lift up your name. God will lift up your name. Will lift up your name with a heart full of praise. and heart, full of praise, be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. Hallelujah. Begin to worship and bless his name. Glorify and adore him, magnify him, worship his majesty, worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Rock of Israel, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the first and the last, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, is the one who was and is and is to come. Is the resurrection and life, the firstborn among the dead. He is the Almighty God. He controls times and seasons. He controls the entire universe. He brings things out of nothing. He makes impossible things possible. He makes ways where there are no ways. Worship him. He reverses things that are irreversible. He changes things that appear unchangeable. Worship him. He speaks and his words come to pass. Worship him. For all power belongs to him. All power belongs to him. All power in heaven. All power in the heavens, all power in the earth, all power under the earth, they all belong to him. Worship him. We serve a living God. We serve the holy true God. We serve a faithful God. We serve a righteous God, a holy God, a merciful God, a compassionate God. Praise the Almighty God. Worship him with the whole of your heart. We praise you, Father, for you alone is the Lord. Beside you there is no other. Before you there was no other. And after you there shall be no other God. For you alone is the Lord. You alone is the Lord, who is like unto thee, O Lord, who is like unto thee. Among the gods, who is like thee, for you are glorious in holiness, you are fearful in presence, we worship you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. You are highly exalted, far above the heavens and the earth. You are highly exalted, far above all the realms of darkness, far above all the powers and kingdoms of darkness, far above all the princes of darkness. You are highly exalted, far above all territorial demons, far above all witchcraft, far above all heathens. Blessed be your holy name. We worship you, Father. We worship you, Father. We worship you, Father. You deserve more praises than we can ever give you. The whole of eternity is not enough to praise you. The whole of eternity is not enough to give you thanks. We worship you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Father. We are so grateful for all that you have done in our lives. We are so grateful for all that you are doing right now. We are so grateful for all that you're going to do very shortly in our lives. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we are giving him worship and praises and thanks. Amen. We are still going to thank him. You're going to thank the Lord with this prayer. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for your presence and power in my life that is making all things work together for my good. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for your presence in my life. Thank you for your power in my life. Thank you for your grace in my life. Thank you for your power that is making all things work together for my good. Thank you for how you have been helping me. Thank you for how you have been supporting me. Thank you for how you have been answering my prayers. Thank you, Lord, for how you have been protecting me. Thank you for how you have been defending me. Thank you for your powerful presence in my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're still going to thank the Lord. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for changing my life, for changing my situation into what you want it to be. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for changing my life into what you want my life to be. Thank you for changing my situation into what you want them to be. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for every progress I have experienced in my life because you answered my prayers. Thank you for every progress I can see in my life because you answered my prayers. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for all the progress I have seen in my life. Thank you for all the progress I have seen in my career, in my calling, in my destiny, in my ministry, in my family. Thank you for the progress I'm seeing right now because of your faithfulness, because you have answered my prayers. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for raising me above my enemies. Thank you for lifting me up above my enemies. Thank you for giving me dominion over my enemies and over their attacks against me. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for raising me above my enemies. Thank you for raising me above all the works of darkness. Thank you for giving me dominion over all the attacks of my enemies. Thank you because you have not allowed their powers to overcome me. You have not allowed their strength to prevail over me. Thank you for subduing the enemy under my feet. Thank you for subduing the powers of darkness under my feet. Thank you for subduing the strength of the enemy under my feet. Thank you for subduing their weapons under my feet. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given you thanks. Amen. We are still going to thank him. You can say thank you, Lord, for pushing evil and disasters far from my house, far from my family, far from my dwelling place. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for pushing evils, problems, disasters, famine, sufferings, far from my house, far from my home, far from my dwelling place. Thank you for pushing away incurable diseases, viruses, plagues, far from my house, far from my home, far from my dwelling place. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're also going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for not allowing me to fall into the traps Satan set for me to destroy me. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for not allowing me to fall into the traps of darkness, including the temptations of the enemy have brought to make me fall. Thank you for not allowing me to fall into their traps, into their temptations. Thank you, Jesus, for preventing me from falling into the traps of destruction Satan has set for me. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for always helping me to stand strong in the faith when the enemy brings discouragement. Thank you, Lord, for always helping me to stand strong in the faith. Every time the enemy come to attack my faith, every time the enemy come to discourage me, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Thank you, Father, for always helping me to stand strong in faith. Thank you for always helping me to continue in prayer, to continue in faith, to continue in trusting you, irrespective of whatever is going on in my life. Thank you for always encouraging me to continue in doing spiritual exercises, irrespective of whatever the enemy is doing against me. Thank you for upholding me with your strength. Thank you for always encouraging me. Thank you for helping me to stand strong in faith and in confidence in your word. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. And lastly, we're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for the blessings you have already released into my life. That will soon appear in my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for the blessings you have already released into my life that will soon manifest in my life, that will soon appear in my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, be merciful unto me and bring to pass all your promises concerning me. Bring to pass all your promises for my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Be merciful to me. Be merciful to me. And bring to pass your promises. Bring to pass your prophecies concerning me. Bring to pass your promises concerning me. Oh Lord, have mercy on me. Continue to pray like that. Have mercy on me, O Lord, and let your promises come to pass in my life. Let all that you have said you will do in my life begin to happen now. Let all that you have shown me that you will do for me begin to happen now. In the name of Jesus, be merciful unto me. Be merciful unto me. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of God destroy operations of darkness that is stopping the performance of God's promises in my life. Operations of darkness, activities of demons, stopping the performance of God's plans for my life. Let the fire of God consume them now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Niheshi tele hashtamana, nisafishe testamana. Let the fire of God destroy activities of demons, activities of witchcraft going on to stop, to hinder the performance of God's promises in my life, the performance of God's plans for my life. Let the fire of God destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, every environmental demonic oppression, environmental satanic activity, every environmental witchcraft activity that is blocking the fulfillment of God's promises in my life, let the fire of God destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, every serpent, every scorpion, every spirit from hell that is working hard to stop the performance of God's promises for my life, let the hunger of God consume them now. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of God destroy them. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give a decree from your throne that will change the story of my life into a glorious story. Say, Father, give a decree from your throne that will change the story of my life into a story of greatness. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, O God of Israel, give a decree from your throne. Speak from your throne. Give the authorization from your throne for my life to transform into the person you want me to be. Oh Lord, give the decree from your throne for my life to transform into the person you have destined me to be. Give the authority, give the decree from your throne for my life to transform into a glorious life. For my destiny to transform into a glorious destiny. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We are still praying. We're going to pray like this. We're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, manifest in every realm of darkness that have tied down the journey of my life from moving forward into my promised land. We're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, manifest in every realm of darkness that is preventing me from moving forward into my promised land, and destroy those realms. Destroy those realms completely. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus, fire of the Holy Ghost, appear in every realm of darkness, in every realm of witchcraft that is stopping me from moving forward into my promised land. Manifest in those realms and destroy them all. Destroy them all. In the name of Jesus, every realm of darkness that is controlling the affairs of my life to make sure that I don't experience the progress that God have ordained for me. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume those realms now. In the name of Jesus, every kingdom of darkness, coven of darkness, every realm of darkness, where they are controlling the activities of my life, from where they are controlling the affairs of my life, to stop progress from happening, to stop success from happening in my life, to stop prosperity from happening in my life. Let fire of the Holy Ghost manifest in those realms and consume them all. And consume both the realms and those that are operating there. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of the Holy Ghost manifest in those realms now, to destroy their operations, to destroy them all, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray that God will help you fight every unfinished battle in your life. An unfinished battle is a battle that when you fought the battle, you did not conquer all your enemies. You only conquered some. yeah, just doing the children of Israel, they fought unfinished battles. They got to them to totally destroy all their enemies. Yeah, but they left some of the enemies. They did not destroy all. And eventually, those enemies start to grow in numbers and they turned against them. In fact, those enemies, they lured them into worshipping idols. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, arise, O God, and descend upon every unfinished battle in my life and crush them into pieces right now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. They arise, O God, descend upon every unfinished battle in my life and crush them into pieces. In the name of Jesus, crush them into pieces. Every unfinished battle in my life, in my calling, in my destiny, in my family, in my marriage, in my business, every unfinished battle in my spiritual life, in my relationship with God. Oh Lord, arise and crush them into pieces. Arise and waste them all. In the name of Jesus, descend upon every unfinished battle in my life and consume them all. For my God is a consuming fire. Descend upon every unfinished battles in my life, every unconquered battle in my life, descend upon them now and destroy them all, conquer them all now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we are praying. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray the same prayer, but now you are going to channel it towards your family background, your bloodline, yeah, the battles your parents didn't fight the battle at all, or they fought it, but they didn't conquer the battle completely. Yeah. Every unfinished battle in your family line, in your bloodline, in your father's house, in your mother's house, you're going to call upon the Lord to fight them now and to crush them. So you're going to say, oh God, arise and descend upon every unfinished battle in my bloodline, in my family line, in my family background, in my father's house, in my mother's house, descend upon them and consume them all. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, O God, arise. O Lord of hosts, O God of Israel, arise and descend upon every unfinished battle, every unconquered battle, in my family line, in my bloodline, in my family background, in my father's bloodline, and in my mother's bloodline, every unfinished battle that is now affecting my life. Oh Lord, arise, descend upon them and crush them into pieces. Consume them all. Conquer them all right now. In the name of Jesus, destroy them all. Destroy them all right now. In the name of Jesus, every stronghold of darkness in my family line, in my family background, that have not yet been conquered, that is affecting my life, affecting my calling, affecting my destiny. Oh Lord, descend upon them now and destroy them. Every altar of darkness, altar of idols, altar of gods and goddesses in my family background that is working against my life and calling and destiny. Oh Lord, descend upon them now and destroy them all. In the name of Jesus, destroy them all. Destroy them all. I believe you're praying. Destroy them all. Utterly destroy them. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Every spiritual wickedness in my bloodline. Oh Lord of hosts, descend upon them and consume them all. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. As you have prayed, so shall it be in Jesus' name. You're going to pray. You can see fire of the Holy Ghost. Remove from my life every presence of darkness that is aborting the manifestation of miracles, the manifestation of testimonies in my life. The fire of the Holy Ghost, remove from my life every dark presence that is aborting the manifestation of my miracles, aborting the manifestation of my blessings. Remove them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Nihashi zelengle dineshenao. Mahashi zeneshenao. Neseshikadeshenao. Fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot them. Remove them. Every darkness in my environment, every presence of darkness around me that is aborting my miracles, aborting my testimonies, aborting the manifestation of God's helps, of God's blessings in my life. Fire of the Ghost, remove such darkness now from my life. In the name of Jesus, remove such darkness, thank you, Lord, from my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we're still going to pray that prayer point again. Yeah, the Lord is showing me that some of you get food in the dream, you get fed in the dream. How should I say? You're always being fed with food in the dream, and it is because there's a dark presence that is following you. Yeah. So and that kind of dreams will not stop until that presence is lifted from your life. Until that presence of darkness is lifted from your life. Yeah, until that darkness is taken away, you will constantly keep having that dream of sitting in the dream. Yeah, you constantly keep on receiving food in the dream, and you'll be eating those food. And one thing about eating in the dream is that the more you eat in the dream, the more it becomes difficult for you to prosper or for you to move forward. Yeah, because as they give you food, they are initiating you more into their realms. Yeah, and they are giving more power to their covenant over your life. Yeah, so it is more like they are using the food they give you in the dream to tighten. Let's say they have already used a rope to tie you down. So they use that food to tie you, you know, to keep that rope strong, to keep that captivity strong, whatever they have used to tie you down, to keep that captivity strong. So you're going to pray that prayer point again. And you're going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, remove from my life every presence of darkness that is aborting my blessings, that is prolonging my sufferings, prolonging delays in my life, prolonging hardships in my life. Fire of the Holy Ghost, remove the darkness now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Fire of the Holy Ghost, remove from my life every dark presence that is prolonging my stagnation, that is causing my sufferings to continue, that is causing problems to multiply in my life. Fire of the Holy Ghost, remove such presence of darkness from my life now. In the name of Jesus, every presence of darkness that is following me to make sure that the will of God does not happen in my life, to make sure that the will of God does not prevail in my life. Fire of the Holy Ghost, remove such presence of darkness from my life right now, in the name of Jesus. Remove such presence of darkness from my life. Remove such presence of darkness from my life right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Every demonic presence, satanic presence, marine spirit presence in my life that is not allowing God's blessings to enter into my life, let the fire of the Holy Ghost remove such dark presence from my life now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. And you're going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, remove every darkness that is blocking my spiritual senses from seeing the revelations and visions God has been showing me. Fire of the Holy Ghost, remove the darkness now from my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. Nihash to get talabala. Nishestetejtenina. In the name of Jesus. Fire of the Holy Ghost, remove from my head, from my soul, from my spirit, every darkness, every cloud of darkness that is blocking my spiritual senses from receiving divine messages, divine revelation, divine vision from God. Fire of the Holy Ghost, remove them. Remove the darkness now. In the name of Jesus, every darkness upon my life that have crippled the ability of God in my spirit to see into the realms of the spirit. Fire of the Holy Ghost, remove the darkness now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Remove the darkness now. Every darkness on my head that is preventing my spiritual senses from discerning the thing that God is showing me, from discerning the realm of God. Fire of God, destroy the darkness now. Remove the darkness now. Remove the weight of darkness from my spirit. Now, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, mighty hand of God, remove from my soul every weight of darkness that is making it difficult for me to live a holy life, to live a pure and holy life. The mighty hand of God, remove from my soul every weight of darkness that is making living holy difficult. Remove them now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Nihaste getaba shalamala. Praise the Lord. The network got disconnected, so we're going to continue. We're going to continue with that particular prayer point. You're going to say, "Mighty hand of God, remove from my soul every weight, of sin, weight of darkness that is making holy living difficult in my life, that is making doing the will of God difficult in my life. Then the mighty hand of God removes such weight from my soul right now. In the name of Jesus, every burden Satan has placed on my soul, every weight of darkness Satan has placed on my soul, every burden of worldliness Satan has placed on my soul that is making pleasing God difficult, let the hand of God remove that weight now. In the name of Jesus, every weight of darkness that is making living a pure life, living an holy life, living a righteous life difficult, difficult for me, difficult in my life, let the hand of God remove such weight of darkness right now. Continue to pray. Every corruption in my soul, pollution of darkness in my soul that is making me to love sin and hate righteousness, that is making me to love darkness, to love unrighteousness, to love worldly things and hate godly things and hate heavenly things, let the hand of God remove such corruption and pollution from my soul right now. In the name of Jesus, let the hand of God remove such pollution now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We are still praying. You're going to pray that God will move on your behalf and will make people that should remember you, people that God have ordained to help you, that need to remember you, that God will make them remember you. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, "Father, move mightily in the head and cause people, destiny helpers that you have appointed to help me, cause them to remember me and to do the help you have ordained them to do for me." Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, "Father, move mightily in all the earth and make helpers of my life, helpers of my destiny that have forgotten me to remember me and to help me. Make them remember me and make them help me. Make them remember me and make them help me right now in the name of Jesus. Move mightily in all the earth. touch this the heart and mind of my destiny helpers and make them remember me and make them help me. In the name of Jesus, move mightily upon all flesh and move those of them that you have appointed to help me, move them to help me. Those of them that are forgotten to help me, make them remember me and make them help me right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive strength, passion, and fire to do everything the Lord has called me to do. Everything the Lord has commanded me to do. I receive strength. I receive passion. I receive fire to do them now. Open your mouth and pray like that. I receive strength. I receive fire. I receive passion. I receive strength. I receive fire. I receive passion. I receive the zeal to do everything God has commanded me to do. Everything God has instructed me to do. Everything God has told me to do. I receive the strength to do them and to do them successfully and to do them perfectly and to do them correctly. I receive strength to both do them and to do them well. In the name of Jesus, every spirit of procrastination, every spirit of weariness, every spirit of tiredness that is preventing me from doing what God has called me to do, come out now in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of discouragement, every spirit of sluggishness, idleness, laziness, that is preventing me from doing what God wants me to do for Him, I command them to come out of my life right now. In the name of Jesus, I receive the spirit of strength. I receive the spirit of boldness and courage to do what God requires from my life at this time. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, I'm going to pray. God wants to do some miracles in the lives of every one of you. Yeah. And He wants to do it with speed. Yeah. You know, when miracles manifest instantly, yeah, those are the kind of miracles God wants to do in your life. And it's going to happen in the lives of those of you that believe. If you believe, it's going to happen in your life. Yeah, because God is going to use His angels to perform such miracles. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I connect my life with the realm of God, where miracles happen instantly and easily. You're going to say, I connect my life, I connect myself with the realm of God and His angels, where miracles happen instantly and easily. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. I connect my spirit, soul, and body. I connect my finances. I connect my life, my destiny with the realm of God and His angels, from where miracles happen instantly and speedily, instantly and effortlessly. I connect my life with that realm now, in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. I connect my life, my destiny, my career, my calling. I connect my marriage with the realm of God and His angels, from where miracles happen instantly and easily. I connect with that realm now in the name of Jesus. I connect with that realm now, the realm of God that produces signs and wonders, the realm of God that produces shocking signs and wonders, shocking miracles. I connect my life with that realm right now in the name of Jesus. I connect my bank account with that realm right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, by angelic intervention, let every delay in my life be uprooted. Let my blessings manifest instantly. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, in the name of Jesus, by the intervention of God's angel, let every delay in my life be uprooted. Let every delay, every spirit of delay, every power, every darkness of delay in my life be uprooted. And let my blessings and helps manifest instantly, manifest now, in the name of Jesus. Let delays disappear by the interventions of God's angels. Let delays in my life disappear. Let every delay, every spirit of delay, darkness of delay, disappear. Let every curse of delay, spell of delay, let every enchantment of delay in my life disappear. And let God's blessings manifest instantly right now in my life. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Let every arrow of delay disappear. Let every every demon of belief disappear, and let every blessing from God begin to appear instantly in my life. Every blessing that are supposed to have touched my hands, let them appear now in my life. Let delays disappear in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're still going to pray. Greatness and promotion comes from God. You may do a lot of things to promote yourself or to try to get greatness, but everlasting greatness and real promotion comes from heaven, comes from God. The way God will exalt you can never be the way you try to exalt yourself, or can never be the way people try to lift you up. Because once God lifts you up, you remain humble forever, as long as you are in good terms with God. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, with your mighty hand, lift up my life. Give me the promotion that I need, that my life needs now. Give me the promotion, give me the elevation that my life needs now. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray like that. Father, with your mighty hand, lift up my life. Lift up my life. Lift up my life. Lift up my life. In the name of Jesus, lift up my destiny. Lift up my calling. Lift up my ministry. Lift up my career. Lift up my life. In the name of Jesus, give me the promotion that I need now. Give me the elevation that I need now. Give me the greatness that I need now. In the name of Jesus. For only you can lift up a man, and nobody will be able to bring him down. Oh Lord, lift up my life. To heights that are far beyond my expectations and dreams and imaginations. Lift up my life to heights that are greater than my dreams and expectations and imaginations right now. In the name of Jesus, give me the promotion and greatness and elevation that my life needs now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know you have a son. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. The Lord is showing me that there's an arrow of darkness that entered into the body of I don't know if it's one person or more. Specifically a woman or a lady. The arrow entered into your chest. That was what I saw. Like an arrow of darkness was fired at you, and the arrow entered into your chest. You're going to pray that the fire of God will uproot such arrow Yeah, and then you're going to pray it, you know, all of us are going to pray the prayer point. So, and the person that is concerned, I believe, will get the deliverance. Yeah, so you're going to place your right hand on your head, and you're going to see fire of the Holy Ghost uproots from my life every arrow of darkness that has entered into me. Every arrow of darkness, arrow of evil, arrow of destruction that have entered into my body, soul, and spirit. Fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot them now, remove them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The shishte gatawashtenegala. Fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot from my life every evil arrow that have entered into my life. Every evil arrow that have entered into my spirit, entered into my soul, entered into my body. Fire of the Holy Ghost, push them out. Uproot them, remove them. Now, in the name of Jesus, every arrow that entered into my body while I was asleep, fire of the Holy Ghost, remove them now. In the name of Jesus, every arrow that was fired into my life from the realm of witches and wizards, fire of the Holy Ghost, remove them now. In the name of Jesus, every arrow of sickness, arrow of disease, every arrow of slavery, come out in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Every arrow of untimely death, I command you, come out in the name of Jesus. Come out by fire of the Holy Ghost right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, it is done. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to pray. You're going to say, I come against every presence of darkness in my life that is confusing me, misleading me to follow a path that is different from the path God has set before me. Let the fire of God consume such presence of darkness in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray like that. Every presence of darkness in my life that is causing confusion in my life, that wants me to follow a different path that is not the path God has set before me to follow, fire of God, consume them now. In the name of Jesus, every presence of darkness that is bringing confusion upon my mind, in order to mislead me out of the will of God, out of the way of God, fire of God, consume such presence of darkness now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. The Bible says there is no divination against Jacob. There is no enchantment against Israel. Yeah. So you're going to pray. begin to say, I come against every negative utterance that have been hawked over my life, every evil utterance that have been pronounced all over my life, I come against them. Let the blood of Jesus terminate them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Every evil utterance that have been pronounced over my life to create evil, to create evil realities in my life, let the blood of Jesus terminate them right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray that prayer. Every incantation, every spell, every demonic utterance, satanic utterance, witchcraft utterance that have been pronounced over my life, in the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus terminate them now. Let them be terminated by the blood of Jesus. Let them be terminated by the blood of Jesus. Every utterance of curse, of curses, and every utterance of evil that has been pronounced all over my life, let the blood of Jesus cancel them now forever. In the name of Jesus. For who is it that speaks and it comes to pass when the Lord God has not commanded it? Let their utterances begin to fail right now in the name of Jesus. Whoever has spoken negatively over my life, over my calling, over my ministry, over my destiny, let them be put to shame. Let their utterances fail. Let the blood of Jesus terminate their words, their evil words, their utterances, right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, it is done. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every covenant of darkness in the realms of darkness that is claiming possession over me, that is claiming ownership over me. Every covenant that was initiated in the realm of darkness, and that covenant is claiming possession of my life, claiming ownership of my life. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy the covenant now. Every covenant in the marine kingdom, every covenant in any kingdom of darkness, That is claiming possession of my life and destiny. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Open your mouth and pray that prayer point. Begin to pray. Right now, in the name of Jesus, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every covenant of darkness in the realms of darkness that are claiming ownership, claiming possession of my life. Destroy them now. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, every satanic covenant, witchcraft covenant, demonic covenant,
that have been established with my name, with my picture, that have been established with my blood, and the covenant is claiming ownership and possession of my life and destiny. Let fire of the Holy Ghost destroy the covenant now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost destroy and dismantle the covenant right now, in the name of Jesus. Every covenant that was established with the devil on my behalf, every covenant that was established with Satan on my behalf, and the covenant is claiming possession and ownership of my life, let the fire of the Holy Ghost destroy the covenant now, in the name of Jesus. Every covenant my ancestors established with the devil, established with the gods and goddesses on my behalf, and the covenant is now claiming possession and ownership of my life and destiny, let the fire of the Holy Ghost destroy the covenant now. Let the blood of Jesus destroy the covenant now. Thank you, Lord. The shisti get harsh, Lamana. The hesuzash tegana. The shedene tala shagana. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're still going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. And you're going to pray with authority. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I command every spirit of darkness that is following my life, making people to hate me for no reason, making people to dislike me for no reason, I command such darkness to come out of my life now, in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. I command every spirit of darkness that have attached itself with my life and is making people, everybody that sees me, to hate me for no reason, to dislike me for no reason. Fire of God, remove that darkness from my life. Detach that darkness from my life. I command such darkness to come out of my life. I command such evil spirit to come out of my life right now, in the name of Jesus. Right now, in the name of Jesus, every darkness following me that is making, that is turning people against me, that is turning everybody against me, I command them to come out of my life now. I command such spirits to come out of my life right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by your mercy, release upon my life blessings that I should have received last year. Yeah, that's the way the Holy Spirit put it on my mind. So meaning that there are some of you here that are supposed to have received a certain blessing
in the year 2024, in this 2025, but you did not receive it. So you're going to say, Father, by your mercy, release upon my life blessings and helps that I'm supposed to have received in the year 2024. Release them now upon me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Release them, release them. Every blessing, every help, every increase, every progress that I should have gotten last year, Father, release them now upon my life in the name of Jesus. Every change of status, every change of situation that's supposed to have happened to me last year, Father, by your mercy, make them happen now. Let them happen in my life now. In the name of Jesus. Let them happen in my life now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Now, I'm going to pray six more prayer points. And then we'll round off the session. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me wisdom. Give me wisdom. Put on me your spirit of wisdom that will enable me not to repeat my mistakes. That when God have corrected you, you will not be repeating the mistake again. That is what you are praying for right now. You can say, Father, put upon me your wisdom that will enable me to heed to your corrections, that will not allow me repeat my mistakes, that will not allow me repeat my errors. Fill me with such wisdom now. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus, Father, fill me with wisdom. Fill me with your spirit of wisdom that will make me heed to your corrections instantly. Fill me with spirit of wisdom that will make me follow your corrections. That will make me to never repeat my errors, to never repeat my mistakes. Help me, O Lord. Make me wise in these last days. Make me to become a wise Christian at this time. Make me a wise Christian that doesn't repeat mistakes, that doesn't repeat errors after being corrected by your Spirit. Make me such a wise believer. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have five more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, transform my eyes into the eyes of faith that is able to see solution in the midst of problems. That is able to see possibilities in the midst of impossibilities. That is able to see miracles in the midst of problems, in the midst of mystery. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Pray like that. So Holy Spirit, change my eyes into the eyes of faith. Change my eyes into the eyes of faith that is able to see what God is doing in the midst of negative situations. That is able to see the light of God that is shining in the midst of darkness. Holy Spirit, change my eyes into the eyes of faith. Change my eyes into the eyes of faith. Change my eyes into the eyes of faith. For that when others are seeing failure, I am seeing success. For that when others are saying there is a casting down, and I will be seeing a lifted hope. Give me the eyes of faith that see things differently, that see situations differently than the way they appear. Holy Spirit, transform our eyes into the eyes of faith that is able to see a way out in the midst of wilderness. Change my eyes into the eyes of faith that is able to see rivers of waters in the midst of desert. Change my eyes into the eyes of faith that is able to see abundance and surplus in the midst of scarcity and poverty. Change my eyes now into the eyes of faith. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. We have four more prayer points. The Lord is telling me that He wants to put the spirit of prophecy upon some of you. I believe you know what the spirit of prophecy is. It is the ability of God. It is the spirit that carries the ability of God that can make a man to speak the words that are coming from the mouth of God in heaven. So let's say God is saying things in heaven. Now, the spirit of prophecy is what will make what God is saying in heaven. The spirit of prophecy will make those words be coming out of your mouth exactly as God, as it is coming out from the mouth of God. And the same thing God is saying in heaven will be coming out of your mouth. The exact words will be coming out of your mouth. And a lot of things can happen by the spirit of prophecy. A lot of secrets can be revealed. And not only that, even miracles can happen. You can be praying, and then the spirit of prophecy will just manifest upon you, and you will just say certain words, and that is it. And the next thing is, mighty miracles have happened because it was not you that spoke. It was the words from the mouth of God that came out. So you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, put upon me your spirit of prophecy that will enable me to prophesy the exact words that you are speaking in heaven, that will enable me to speak out the exact words that are in your mind, the exact thoughts in your mind. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, put upon me now your spirit of prophecy. Put upon me your spirit of prophecy that will enable me speak out the same words that are coming out of your mouth in heaven. The same words you are saying on your throne in heaven. Put on me the spirit of prophecy that will speak the exact word. Whenever I'm in prayer or I'm in worship or I'm ministering to people, Lord, give me the spirit of prophecy that will enable me to speak for you, to speak as you, to speak as your oracle here on earth, to speak words that are coming out of your mouth, to speak them here on earth. Oh Lord, fill me with such spirit of prophecy that will enable such things to happen in my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I pray for you that this spirit of prophecy that God has said he will put upon you, I pray that that spirit manifests upon you now. In the name of Jesus. And henceforth, you shall prophesy and lives shall be transformed. You shall prophesy and the dead shall come back to life. You shall prophesy and souls shall be saved. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Yes, we're going to pray. You can say, Father, make me an instrument of revival in the earth at this time. Make me an instrument of revival in the earth at this time. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Let my life become an instrument of revival. Let people be revived through my life. Let those that have been weak spiritually, let them become strong again through my life. Let those that are spiritually dead, let them come back to life through my life. Oh Lord, use me as an instrument of revival in the earth. Use me to draw people unto yourself. Use me to draw souls into your kingdom. Use me to lead people to repentance. Use me to make people filled with your Holy Spirit. Use me to make people filled with fire. Use me as an agent of revival on earth. In the name of Jesus. Use me to make people believe God again. To make people believe you again. To make those who have given up on you believe you, believe in you again. Use me to make people who have stopped trusting you to start trusting you again. Use me to make people who have backslidden return back to you again. Use me as an agent of revival in the end at this time. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. He advances to the faithful. You show yourself faithful. That is, God will show himself faithful to those that are faithful. So you're going to pray that the Holy Spirit will help you to be faithful. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to be faithful. Help me to be faithful in my personal walk with God. Help me to be faithful in my service to God. Help me to be faithful in doing the assignment God has committed into my hands. Holy Spirit, help me to be faithful. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. Help me to be faithful. This day has the negative. Help me to be faithful. Help me to be faithful. Help me to be faithful. In the name of Jesus. So that God can also show himself faithful in my life. Help me to be faithful. In the name of Jesus. Help me, O Lord, to be faithful in my vows. To be faithful concerning my vows to God. Help me to be faithful in fulfilling my vows to God. Holy Spirit, help me to be faithful in doing my commitment to God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. The last prayer point. Our faithfulness means that you stand for the word of God. Yeah, it also means that you stand for the truth. Even in the public place. Yeah. There are some Christians that they don't stand for the truth in the public. Yeah, when others are saying things that are ungodly, they also smile. Sometimes they also join them to say those things. They will act as if they are not a Christian in the public. But when they are praying in their houses, yeah, they will act as a Christian. But then in the public, they will act as if they don't even know Jesus. Yes, instead of them to stand to defend the truth, to stand to identify with the truth, to represent the truth, they will be hiding. Yeah, that is unfaithfulness. And that is hypocrisy. Yeah, so a faithful person is someone that is willing to die for the truth. Someone that would stand for the truth, even if it will cost his life. Yeah, even if it would bring shame or disgrace. Yeah, even if that person is the only person standing for the truth in that place. Yeah, such Christians, they will still stand for righteousness. So you're going to pray for the grace to stand for the truth, to stand for righteousness in the public places, not irrespective of whatever anyone would think or say. So you're going to pray, you're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to take my faithfulness to the public places. Help me to stand for the truth, to stand for righteousness in the public places. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Help me to stand for Jesus. Help me to stand for the truth. Help me to represent Jesus, to represent God's kingdom in the public places of the world. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. If we are ashamed of Jesus in the public place, then Jesus also will be ashamed of you. Yeah, in the public place. So which means when you enter into trouble and you call upon Jesus, he will also be ashamed to answer you and to help you. Yeah, because in the same public place, you have acted as though you don't know him. So when you run into trouble, also, whether in the public or in the private, and you cry to Jesus, Jesus also will not answer. He will not show up. Yeah. So begin to say, Holy Spirit, help me to take my faithfulness to the public places. Help me to defend my faith in the public places, to be bold about my faith in the public places of the world. Help me to speak boldly about my faith, about the truth, about God's word. In the public places, without fear, without shame, help me, Holy Spirit, to speak boldly about my faith, about Jesus, about God's kingdom in public places. Help me to stand for the truth, to stand for righteousness in the public places, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for you are so faithful. Thank you for your grace that is always sufficient. Thank you for your power that is always available to us. Thank you for your presence in this place. Thank you for all that you have done for us already. Thank you for what you will still do for us. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for you have made great promises for us. And you are going to bring them all to pass without delay. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you show mercy on everyone here. Reach out your hand. Reach out your hand to every life here. And touch every aspect of the lives of your people and help them. Father, do so right now in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you remove whatever problem the enemy has created in the life of your people that is bringing shame and disgrace to them. That is causing shame and disgrace in their lives. Oh Lord, right now with your mighty hand, remove such thing the enemy has created. remove such problem now in Jesus' name. I decree that every prayer you have prayed before, and it seems as though God is not hearing the prayer, because you are not seeing the answers to the prayer, I decree that today that prayer shall be answered in the name of Jesus. Every good thing that you need at this time to fulfill God's purpose, to fulfill your calling and destiny, to move forward to the next higher level, I command that those good things shall begin to appear in your life from this moment onwards, in the name of Jesus. That the blessings of God that will make you a blessing to the world, receive them now in abundance, in Jesus' name. I decree that through your life, nations shall be transformed. Nations shall be blessed. Nations shall be healed and restored and revived in the name of Jesus. I pray that the Lord will find you a worthy instrument that He can use to turn the hearts of millions and billions of people all over the world toward Himself, toward His kingdom, in Jesus' name. And every covenant that has been initiated in the realms of darkness, and that is making Satan to see that you belong to him, that is making Satan to make a claim over your life and say that you will serve him, I decree that the power in the blood of Jesus nullify that covenant right now in the name of Jesus. You shall not serve Satan. You shall serve the living God. And the name of the Lord shall be glorified and honored through your life forever, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for I know you have answered. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen.